Military spending cuts hit home, costing states thousands of jobs.
Let Marketplace be your guide to the modern world. Subscribe to the Marketplace Tech Report podcast. Find it on iTunes or at marketplace.org/podcasts.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for Jeremy Hobson. Later today, President Obama and Defense Secretary Leon Panetta will lay out a plan to cut Pentagon spending by $400 billion over the next 12 years. The cuts are required by congressional deficit reduction plans, and that's already hitting some places like Kansas especially hard. John Dimsdale has more.
Boeing will close a military aircraft factory in Wichita, laying off 2,000 workers over 2 years. Other Boeing facilities will pick up Wichita's production.
I think this is just one of the first examples of industry proactively moving to reduce excess capacity.
Todd Harrison is a defense budget analyst with the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessments.
Because they know that the money's not going to be as free-flowing in the future as it was over the past decade.
He says other cities should brace for similar defense factory closings, especially those that make armored ground vehicles, rocket motors, and ships. The Teal Group's Richard Abulafia expects today's budget cuts will also mean fewer military jobs.
The one obvious area to make cuts is personnel. Anything to cut ground troops, because if there's a universal political consensus on anything, it's that there's no stomach to fight a large ground war right now.
In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
The European Union is considering a ban on Iranian oil purchases. Officials are meeting in Brussels today to discuss an oil embargo against Iran, that in reaction to the country's nuclear program. Here to talk with us about this is our own Stephen Beard. He joins us live from London. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Stacey.
Stephen, Europe has been openly critical of Iran. So why is an embargo proving to be such a tough decision?
This is pretty difficult for the Europeans. They buy almost 20% of Iran's oil, 700,000 barrels a day. The US, don't forget, doesn't buy any. And the European countries that are most dependent on this oil are among the weakest economically. Greece, Italy, Spain, and they've been arguing against these extra sanctions. However, it does now look as if Europe will bite the bullet and make the decision at the end of the month to ban oil imports from Iran.
If Europe does end up imposing an embargo, what impact would that have on oil prices and the global economy?
Well, these possible sanctions, in fact, are already having an effect, and that's the problem. Talk of these sanctions and Iran's threat to retaliate by closing the Straits of Hormuz has already pushed up the price of oil by $6 or $7 a barrel, and that, says Julian Lee of the Center for Global Energy Studies, benefits Iran.
If it's exporting about 2 million barrels a day, then we're looking at sort of an extra $14 million a day that Iran is earning, really just through talk of sanctions.
What happens if these EU sanctions do materialize depends on whether Europe will easily find alternative supplies. Saudi Arabia would most likely step in and increase production, and that could stop global oil prices from spiraling out of control and hitting gas prices in the US and Europe.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard in London. Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, Stacey.
Oil prices are down a bit this morning, but they are still about $102 a barrel. Global markets are down this morning. London's FTSE is off 0.5%. Germany's DAX is down 0.5% as well. U.S. markets made modest gains yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average edged up 0.1% to close at 12,418. And brace yourself for a rent hike. Apartment vacancy rates are at their lowest level in a decade, down at about 5% in the last part of 2011. That's pushing rents up in most parts of the country.
Do you enjoy the music we play between stories? Visit the Marketplace Music section to browse playlists for all of our programs and to buy those songs on Amazon. A percentage of each purchase goes towards supporting our programs. Find more online at marketplace.org/music.
The European Union could soon begin cracking down on how online companies use personal data. Europeans are increasingly worried about the kinds of information Facebook, Google, and others are gathering about us. New proposals are expected from the EU this month, as Christopher Wirth reports.
At his apartment in Vienna, Max Schrems tosses down a towering stack of papers on his living room table.
That's like a pile.
It's a printout of all the data Facebook says it's collected on him as a member of the site. Under European law, companies are required to hand over such information upon request. Schrems, who heads the campaign group Europe versus Facebook, got back over 1,200 pages.
My first shock was how much information there was there.
For example, it contains posts Schrems says he deleted years ago. And it even includes the exact location of the computer he logged on from.
Facebook is not disclosing that they do have something like where everyone is tracked down. And under European laws, they have to disclose all that.
Current EU data protection law goes back to 1995, well before companies like Facebook and Google even existed. Now, European lawmakers want to strengthen rules over how data is collected and used. And they're considering steep fines, some as high as 5% of global annual turnover for companies that don't comply. But privacy lawyer Ulrich Berger says there's a question mark over just how far the long arm of European law can reach.
Many of the US-based companies take the position that if they conduct their business from the US, if their servers are based in the US, they are not bound by all the laws of the world.
Facebook told Marketplace it's waiting to see the EU's full proposals before commenting comprehensively. But Johannes Kaspar, a German data protection official who's brought legal action against Facebook, warns that fines aren't the only threat to sites that don't follow European regulations.
They will face the consequences, and I think it wouldn't be good for Facebook. They would lose their reputation.
And he says any company without a reputation for respecting its members' privacy could soon lose members, too. In Vienna, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And finally, things aren't bubbling up down under like they used to. There's a soda shortage in Australia. A couple of carbon dioxide plants shut down in the country, and that has drink makers like Schweppes coming up short on fizz. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. And this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.